Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts and Reflections podcast, the show that brings you a few minutes of lighthearted and simple everyday thoughts, topics and reflections. And I am Faisal Hasnain, and today's episode is slightly different. It's an informal conversation that I had with my daughter on the way to school. And the subject was a quote by Anita Roddick when she said, being good is good business. Anita Roddick is the founder of Body Shop International. Enjoy the show. Okay, so hi, Anaya.
Hi, Daddy.
So we're driving to your school. So I thought we'll have a little conversation about something that I read yesterday. And you're doing business studies.
Yes.
For your GCSEs.
Yes.
So I thought it'll be interesting for us to have a short conversation about what I read yesterday. It was actually something that someone said. Lady called Anita Roddick, who has unfortunately passed away now. She passed away in 2007. And she was the founder of Body Shop. And apart from being the founder of Body Shop, she was also a philanthropist. So, do you know what a philanthropist is?
No.
So, a philanthropist is someone who does work for charity, helps people in need. So, when someone is involved in philanthropy, he or she is involved in doing good and supporting charities and good causes. Making okay. people's lives better, helping the underprivileged and so on. So, I was reading this book and at one point she said, Anita Roddick, that being good is good for business. Okay? So, yeah. What do you... Almost. She doesn't know how to drive this lady. What do you understand by being good is good for business?
Most businesses' tactics, everyone's tactics in a business are different. But if you want to be good, that means you should also care about the customer and their perspective. A customer will always want the lowest price. And the best customer service. So the business should put that into account and they should think about the customer's point of view.
Very good. That is exactly the kind of thought that was in my mind about what she meant when she actually said that. You're absolutely right. Businesses think of what's good for the business. But they think short term. They think that if we try and make a sale, that's good for the business. It is good for the business when you make a sale. But what's even more important is exactly what you've just said. You've got to have satisfied customers. Mm-hmm. You've got to have the customer who's happy. And eventually, that becomes good for your business because the customer comes back. He talks highly of your product or of your shop. He talks highly of your service, spreads the word, and ultimately it's good for business. So being good, I think what she meant was that be honest with your customers, be transparent, tell them, try and understand what the customer needs and what he wants. Sometimes customers don't know what they want. You know, I can walk into a shop and say, I'd like to buy a camera. Okay? Now, that's a very open statement because I'm not an expert in camera, so I don't really know the sort of camera that I want. All I know is that I'd like to have a camera. So if I go into a shop where he can either sell me an expensive camera, which I don't really need because I'm not going to be using it for professional photography or videos, or he can sell me a much cheaper camera, a starter camera, which will not only cost me less, but it will fulfill all my needs. More simpler to use, more simpler to maintain. So even though he will then make less money because he sold me a cheaper camera as opposed to a more expensive camera. But if he understands what I want and honestly tries and gives me good advice, and ultimately I'll always respect him for that, you know. And he can tell me that, look, these are the cameras which cost, you know, $1,000, which can do X, Y, Z, P, Q, R, but you don't really need this. What you need is a very simple camera which you want to use when you go on holidays to take picture of your family and to take pictures of, the scenery and so on. You're not going to be zooming in on birds flying in the sky. So you don't really need these cameras. What you need is this simple camera, and it's very easy to use. I'll always respect him for that. And I'll recommend that, friends, look, if you need a camera, go to this shop. This guy's really good. He's very honest. He'll understand what you want to try and sell you what you want. But even more difficult is if he tells me that, look, this is the kind of camera you need. Unfortunately, I don't have this in stock, but if you go
to
another shop, exactly, I'm sure they'll have it, or check it out on Amazon and you'll be able to find it, and that's the camera that'll suit you. I'll respect him so much because, you know, he could have hoodwinked me. He could have sold me something that I don't really need and made money. So I think ultimately it's great for business. So any other comments on this?
So yes, there are very few people that we can find who would do that in a business, and that ultimately makes the business good because the customer will keep coming to them, and that way they'll also make more money, and the customer will also meanwhile recommend the business to their friends or family members. So that is honestly the ultimate way to make money in a business, is to actually be good to the customer.
And you know, the other thing which I believe in is that the laws of nature, and this is where I'm stepping away from science and I'm stepping away from pure business, and I'm entering into a slightly different area, but it's something that I believe in, and that is that if you're good, if you're honest, you're true, it comes back to you, and your business will start to prosper. You know, they say fortune favors the brave. Have you heard that?
No, I've never heard that before.
Okay. Fortune favors the brave means that luck also helps, I should say luck and nature, also helps those people who are willing to take chances, who are willing to be proactive. So instead of lying back and waiting for things to happen to you, if you get up and try and make things happen, nature has a very funny way, an unexpected way of coming and helping you. So doors open, opportunities arise. You may miss, or you may, you know, fail in 3 or 4 or 5 ventures or things. But because you keep trying, the 6th one will open its doors. And then you find that 6th one was actually better than the first 5 that went by. And that happened because you kept trying. Fortune favors the brave means take a chance, go out, be proactive, and Mother Nature that's why they say, they talk about Mother Nature. Mother Nature will be there to help you and be there to open doors for you. But you have to get up and take that initiative rather than lie back and wait for things to happen to you. So I believe that when you're good, then nature has its way of rewarding you. And that is something that I can't explain, but I've seen it happen, you know, in my career. So by being honest and good and thinking about your customer and what's best for your customer, you will be rewarded eventually by Mother Nature. And your business will start to prosper, your business will do well, and you'll have a good reputation for being someone who's, who cares about people. And eventually, it will be for your benefit. What are your comments on that?
I believe that nature does have their way around. Where, in the end, all of your hard work will pay off, because all your hard work would be leading to something. You would. Everything that you do good, yeah, I agree that it will come back to you.
Yeah. So, remember that it's not only about dollars, dimes, and cents. If a business only thinks, or if a person only thinks in money terms, that how much money can I make from this? I'm only thinking about dollars, dimes, and cents. Then, unfortunately, you know, I believe that in the long run, in the short run, you may gain. Yes, because you're thinking short term, you're thinking how to make a quick buck. Instead of making a sale of $200, you're trying to make a sale of $300, even though that thing doesn't really suit the customer. That's not what he's really looking for, you know. And you also, in a way, I believe, owe a moral and ethical duty. If you are in a business where the customer doesn't know what's wrong or what he wants, it's like taking your car to a workshop. Something's happened to your car, it's making a noise, it's not functioning properly, you take it to a workshop. Now, I don't know anything about cars. So if I take it to a workshop, I have to rely on what the car mechanic is telling me. He tells me that, look, this car needs this, 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 and I have no way of knowing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I can go and get a second opinion. I can take it to another workshop and then compare the two, you know? And then when I find out that first workshop has been taking me for a ride, actually the car doesn't need all this work. All it needs is something very simple to put it right, you know? So when you are in a business where it's a specialized business and the customer doesn't really know, he's come to you for help,
then you have to be honest.
You have to be honest. You know, you are morally and ethically, and that's where doctors come in. You know, when you go to a doctor, the doctor can either check you and give you a medicine and say that just take this for 3 days and you'll be fine. Or he can say, no, I need to do a blood test. I need to put these, you have to spend time in the hospital. I have to check you in and then run you up with a huge bill. You know,
yeah.
Which
a lot of people do.
A lot of doctors, I've seen it again, do that when it's absolutely not necessary. You know, and again, you have lawyers and accountants, you know, tax advisors. So wherever there's a specialized area involved, you owe it, because you know the subject, the person sitting in front of you doesn't. And you have a moral and ethical obligation to advise him in the best way, because he's helpless. He's looking for help, you know, and at that point to exploit someone who's looking for help is really not on. It's absolutely not on. And in the long run, I actually believe that Mother Nature will work to compensate that person, and you know, it won't work for you. So again, I think Miss Anita Roddick, in that little sentence that she said, be good, being good is good for business, you know, actually encompassed a whole load of things which one can think of. But at the end of the day, I think it boils down to one thing, and that is being honest. Being honest and sincere to the people that you're dealing with. And eventually, it will help you in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff, Anaya. So that's your business studies lesson. Although that's probably not in your curriculum. But it's something that I think we should all remember. Okay, thank you so much
for participating
in this. I hope you have a great day in school.
Thank you.
We are almost at your school. Bye now. So that's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you enjoyed the show. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share this podcast with a friend, that would be fantastic. As always, please take care of yourself and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.